Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Steve Butella here for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about what we learned about customers as volunteers for our local PBS station. Jill, wasn't that a blast?
That was hilarious. That was so much fun.
We need to share the whole story with our listeners, but before we do, let's take a question from a caller.
Okay. Jeff from Chicago called in and asked, by the way, he used 888-735-5045 to leave a question for us. All right. Jeff's question is, I've been attending local REI meetings, that's real estate investor meetings. I'm still confused and not got my business off the ground. What is the best first step? So we have a number of individuals that are, you know, out there trying to find answers in a variety of ways. And, you know, Stephen, before we started doing what we do now, I mean, we look for answers.
Oh, that's a great question.
So, and it's hard to find one good place to get all the answers. And so what would you like to say?
You know what I noticed about these REI meetings, and I haven't been to very, very many of them. I never went to these before I started, and I'm not saying you should or shouldn't. Some people love going to these things, and they get a lot out of it. My policy always about everything, not just this, is more education is always better.
I agree.
So go to the, I don't want to sound like your father, but go to the meetings.
You'll get something out of it.
Try it, and you may never go again, or you may keep going for the rest of your life, kind of like an AA meeting. Maybe it's appropriate for you. Maybe it's not. I'll let you decide.
Steven, have you gone to an AA meeting?
Not going to answer. So anyway,
like an AA meeting.
My experience with a lot of these
meetings. AA, REI, whatever. Pick one.
Which acronym fits for you? No, I think sometimes I look at the titles of these things and then I choose that way. So, like, I would never go to a meeting that's titled like this. Jack Attorney talks about deed trusts.
Right. The proper way to file. Yeah.
How to start an LLC.
Right.
If you want to fall asleep, go to something like that.
Right.
I had enough of that in college. But if, you know, a local celebrity, a multi-bajillionaire, is going to give a talk and talk about his career and stuff. You know, I would go to that.
That's
you know,
good.
Not anything reason to meet the guy.
That's good.
You know,
good.
So that. Oh, so anyway, what's his question?
What's the best first step? Well, he sounds like he said he's been. It says he's been attending them. He's still confused and he hasn't really got his business off the ground. So what's the best first step?
Get our ebook.
Yeah,
that's our whole business plan. We don't talk about that enough, Jill. Our whole business model is in that free ebook. It's on landacademy.com. So I would take that first step. If you still have questions, and you probably should, we're not plugging our own stuff here. We're just having some fun, but these are the real answers. We're telling the truth here. We always do. Jill and I always do. Then go on to SuccessPlant and start asking a million questions. SuccessPlant.com is our... it is our online community where everybody joins in there and asks questions. It's an online community
about our business.
I would take that first step, but I really, Jill, honestly, what I think Jeff from Chicago is really asking, and you know this, we come across this every week. He's just got to get that first deal under his belt.
True.
You know, the first deal jitters are really common. You know, I still get them, not with real estate deals at all, but with other stuff. When I get new software, you know, all kidding aside, I it's the first time you do anything.
Driving a car.
Yeah. Kissing a girl.
Yep.
You know, gotta get past it.
You know, it's funny you say that because this ties into our show. So the show about what we learned. It really does about, because we had... a little bit of jitters.
I did. Did you?
Okay. We'll talk about it.
Tell the story, Jill.
Okay, so I'm like, how did it come to be? All right. So we, if you've listened to our show before, you may have heard that we kind of co-teach classes at NAU, Northern Arizona University. And one day last week, one of the professors popped in our class and was asking the students, he needed volunteers. He had signed up for X amount of people on behalf of NAU to help out with the annual telethon for the PBS, our local PBS station.
The people who talk on the phone to the people who call in to donate money and collect credit cards and stuff. So
right. They do the annual telethon.
They were short.
Yeah, and they needed people. So he was popping in going, hey, do you guys anybody want to do it? It's a great opportunity. Come on, it's giving back. Let's do it. None of our students raised their hand, but Steven and I both did.
Well, I did. I donated our time. And
kind of did.
As an afterthought, I looked at Jill and said, you know, it didn't occur to me that we're going to sit here for 4 hours and take credit card numbers and talk to people on the phone.
Yeah.
And that's what you do all day long anyway. So I'm sorry.
Yeah, you kind of, that's true. So we didn't both raise our hands. Steven raised his hand and said, we'll do it. And I said, excuse me? No. So... But it was a blast.
It was.
So tell us, Stephen, what did you get out of all that?
I got a lot out of it. The first thing is, back to this guy's question, you know, it was we had to learn a software package because they have software that's very geared toward taking people's credit card numbers and talking to them on the phone and processing their order, because they all get free gifts, and it's actually pretty sophisticated. Mm-hmm. You know, they can be calling on a number of shows that are airing. Mm-hmm. Different types of shows. Like, I think they were running a Yanni concert. If that does anything for you, it's certainly.
I will say right now, all day at the gym today.
Anything for me, but if that's your thing, that's fine. Yeah. That makes me want to vomit a little in my mouth.
Yeah, it was really kind of funny. We talked about Yanni a lot in detail today at the gym. It was funny.
They forced us to watch it while we were taking these calls, and it's painful to watch.
I think he was probably a he's gotten older. I'll tell you one thing. Yanni definitely colors his hair. I am. You can tell.
Anyway, so it could be Yanni. It could be any other show.
The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a thing.
So. They're giving away tickets to shows and all that. So it's anyway, the software is pretty. I had to get through the first couple of calls and I was intimidated. Were you, Jill, at all? Because you
do
this all the time.
No, I do this all the time.
Anyway, I got through it and I don't know if those people are ever going to get what they actually ordered.
Steven's overriding everything.
The first call I took was, I said, look, I right to the guy. The first thing I said was, I really appreciate you calling PBS, but I got to tell you in the interest of full disclosure, because Jill and I tell the truth about everything, I said, you're my first. And he said, this is the first time I've ever donated. And then it proceeded to be a in the gutter talk about our first times.
Oh, God. Oh my gosh.
And I ended up doing it properly and getting his number. It certainly wasn't efficient, but we had there's a lot of laughing the whole time.
Oh my goodness. I'm not sure they know this is what's going on the phones. So people are calling in. Oh man. Yeah,
he mentioned at the end that this is recorded and he said it's probably recorded. I said, I don't know. You know what? It's all in the name of charity.
That's what I said. Exactly. That's so good. So that's my thing I wanted to talk about on the show. I had a couple points. And one of them is give back. It's important to give back. And what you and I do, Stephen, we do it every day. I think more of our business is helping people where we get nothing out of it, which is good because we don't need anything out of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Well, like the podcast, you don't paying for it, you know, mm-hmm. and we do it because we want to. And it's fun for us.
You ever do something, Jill, and it just feels so right? Like your whole body gets flushed with, man, this is awesome. And
yes.
You feel good. When I take people's, I've never done this before. Mm-hmm. When someone gives me their credit card number on the phone, I get that feeling.
This is right. It feels good.
Yeah, it just feels like the world is all aligned.
Even
like
though it's not going to me.
Yeah, just, exactly. Oh. Like it. So yeah,
that's good. I felt really good about that because I knew it was all going to a good, worthy cause.
That's
that was
like how,
really, really
how
good.
Addiction starts.
You're when so you silly.
Get that feeling.
What do you call that? I have a.
It's a natural high or something. You know, like Rocky Mountain High.
You're so silly. Oh my goodness. So is it like finding a 50 on the sidewalk or something?
Yeah. Okay. Well, no, it doesn't even have to be my money.
That's what I mean.
Like, you know, there's endorphins that get released when you donate time and money. Like, there's a big study out there I've always been fascinated with this. It started when I listened to a TED talk about it. There's when you donate your time or money, the endorphins that are released are supposed to be higher and better for you than finding money or making money. Mm-hmm. Giving money away is supposed to release more endorphins than making money.
I can think of something else that feels good, but I'm not going to say it. I was kind of wondering.
This show gets in the gutter so quickly. You're right about that, though, too.
That's true. That's another good thing. But I believe in that. And you're right. I mean, it's just important to give back. Because, you know, I am a huge fan of what goes around comes around. And if you're doing the right thing, even if it costs more, and giving back, you know, and do it, then it does come back. And here's another thing. If you use it in your business and you help your customers, like Stephen rolls his eyes when I get these calls. It happens now and then where people call up and they're confused because they think I'm the county or something. And they've got my letter and there's a phone number and they're asking something about, they might even be calling me to go, do I still own this? And I'm like, you're asking me, but I'm the only phone number that they
people
have.
Say, do I still own this?
Seriously, I've had these calls from people that just...
You know, you're doing a great job of parlaying this train wreck of a show. Back into some useful advice.
Well, it's true. And so here, thank you, Stephen. Because I made notes and no matter what, I'm going to reel it back in. So, but in my day-to-day thing, Stephen goes, get him off the phone. And I'm like, you know what? Hey, I'm going to help this little old lady. She's a little confused. So I can't answer her question. Sometimes I can look it up. But sometimes I'll just go, here's the phone number to the county. Here's who you really want to call and ask this question. But my point in this is help your customers. They'll remember you. You know, and tell them, like, say it's your first deal. You just talked about a few minutes ago, you got to get your first deal out of the way, you know, mm-hmm. get those jitters out. It's okay. It's your first land deal. It's okay to tell the guy, you know what? This is my first time buying property.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous or not, you know, and I'll say that I'm the first time. I've got a few extra questions, whatever. And then when you go to sell it, it's okay to say, you know, but we're going to make sure it's done right. I'm going to make sure it gets in your name. I'm going to make sure everything's done. I'm going to double check everything so I know it's good to go. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to say that it's your first deal. And by being honest and, you know, saying, I mean, that calms everybody down, by the way. If you say something like, ugh, it's my first one, they're going to go, okay, I get it. They'll slow down. And just providing good service and everything, they'll remember you and they'll come back, you know, and who knows, 6 months from now, a year from now, you're going to have a repeat customer that's going to go, hey, I remember that when you started this.
You know, that all falls under this, the concept of tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
People want the truth. You know, you're 100% right, Jill. If you just stand there and tell everybody, look, I'm nervous but we're going to get through it and it's all going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it works way better than if you start to act like a politician and,
right.
know, and backpedal and all. Just stand up and tell the truth.
Exactly. Well, especially your customer name. Your customers, you're the expert here. Whether they're selling or buying, most of the time, they don't have multiple properties.
You know what, Jill? You're dead on again. You know, I forget about that. The sellers are just, they have a couple pieces of property and they don't want it. You're the expert.
Right. They have five. You have 100 or you've did 100, you know.
The way you do the deal, they're just going to say, yeah, well, mm-hmm. they're the expert. That's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing the job right.
Mm-hmm. So they don't know. They're looking to you to guide them. And you mm-hmm. don't want to be that pushy, snotty, you know what I mean? Like, okay, next. You know, you don't want to have that attitude like the bank, which drives me crazy. You want to treat them with care and that you're really taking care of them and make them feel special for that time that they're working with you. And you know what? Good news travels too. We all say that bad news travels, which it does. You don't want that. But I promise good news travels too.
Do you have some bad news that travels fast?
You know
what? You're cracking me up with some cliches today.
But it's true.
Usually I'm the one with all the cliches like lickety split and Johnny on the spot and all that.
Okay.
You're cracking me up with some cliches today.
Thank you. Well, I got to tell you, I really am rallying right now because I am beat. I am so tired.
Jill has us on this in-person speaking schedule that it's like, I feel like a rock band.
Right. We're on this treadmill right now that's a little bit crazy.
Every day we leave the office here and have to go speak somewhere and, you know, whether it's REI groups or whatever, and I'm a little burned
volunteer
out.
Volunteer yeah. or something. But, you know, it's keeping
Why
us...
Why are we doing this to ourselves?
Because it's keeping us out of trouble. And it's good. And it's good stuff. You know, I'm happy to do it. You know what, too? We finally have the time. We've got some of our business stuff. Boy, I mean, if you're just starting out, hang in there. But when you can get this into a nice, smooth, well-oiled machine, you know, like we mm-hmm. have going right now, it's not always that way, but, you know, it clicks. After a while, things will click. Everybody knows what they're doing. And then you can go off and do some of the fun stuff that you want to do and do.
You know why I do this? Things. You know why I do this? Every single time I have a consulting call, you know, you can go on our website if you want to talk to us. We have a consulting piece there. And every time I have a consulting call, somebody calls in. Usually the people who do consulting, back me up here, Jill, or tell me I'm wrong. Either way, they're pretty bright. Like yes. they've thought the questions out before yes. they call. I swear I get more out of that consulting call, those consulting calls and these mm-hmm. these talks that we give, mm-hmm. the Q&A part of these talks, because what it does is set us up for the next products. Mm-hmm. Because they say, you know, yeah, it'd be great. That's all great. And I you know, your stuff's awesome and it works, but it would be great to have this thing over mm-hmm. here. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I do
so
too.
So you're right. If you're new to this or new to the podcast or investing in a property, the stuff that we're about, we have a whole patterned release thing on mm-hmm. these new products, and it's cool. I'm not saying wait. I'm saying just watch. There's some
More
great,
coming.
Really helpful tools that we're going to release.
Yeah.
You know what it ends up being stuff is the stuff that we all use anyway.
It's true.
You know, the products that they're requesting are things that we do around the office every day. And have done it for a decade or more.
Well, it's a natural progression. Everybody's getting ramped up. And you know, I can't wait. I just love it. I can't wait to see more I can't wait to see how big these businesses grow from the people that have learned from mm-hmm. us. Because I can see some people that are going to really, you know, take this to a great level. And I'm excited.
We're going to talk about that REI experience talk that we gave last night in another show. So I don't want to talk about it a lot, but I'll say this. There was a very seasoned guy, a seasoned acquisitions guy who was somewhat of a haggler or heckler. I mean, and I love that because I love it. I love the challenge. And he said, yeah, this doesn't work and this doesn't work. And I said, after a series of asking him very pointed questions, we found out why. It wasn't working. And we'll share it. We'll share that with you in another episode. And he ultimately said, you know, I've been doing this for a lot of years and you know what? You're right. And yep. I think everybody in the audience got a lot out of that. So we'll share that with whatever episode. It's like two episodes from now.
Okay.
Join us in another episode where Jill and I discuss your all important success in property investment and in life.
I think I'm on my... I don't know how many cups of coffee right now. And I really was cut. I drink coffee after my workout, like silly, because I needed more energy. I did. Then I get home and I drank, I don't know, 2.5 cups. So I think, okay, you're done. So I get to the office. What am I doing? Drinking coffee. It's going to be drinking coffee all day today. It's going to be like a wired mess.
You know what's saving me? Saving me is that steak that we split last night. Like, we never eat steak ever.
That's true. We don't.
Ever.
We love that.
I have steak maybe 3 times a year.
You're right.
And that is just like, I don't know, for some reason, it's probably falsely propping me up, but feeling pretty good right now.
That's the, if you're going to do it, if you're going to have, if you eat like we do, which is pretty healthy, we don't do red meat very often, but when we do it, man, we pull out the stops and go to the great, the good places. So that was phenomenal last night. So that was really good. I almost wanted to get the dessert, but I'm like, nope, you had the steak.
I did the right thing.
Yes, we did.
It was all protein and good.
That was good. That was a good show. I think that was really fun. And I hope people got a lot out of that. And I hope That was the funniest thing. I mean, what I didn't get to share was how funny the PBS thing was, where Steve and I were like right in the middle in the front, and we dressed up. It was hilarious. Our friends were watching, but the people stood right in front of us, so you can kind of see my shoulder and your shoulder. Yeah. And I kind of wanted to peer around, but it'd be like my head would pop out behind her rear, so I couldn't really do that.
Yeah, well, I did all that stuff.
Did you really?
Yeah. Oh,
I tried to position my computer but I
photobombed the whole thing.
That's great.
I'm surprised we didn't talk about this.
Oh, no, I didn't.
We were positioned. Our faces were positioned. Never mind. It was funny.
It was hilarious.
Hey, you don't look bad today. You look great.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You sound great.
Thank you.
No one would ever know.
I'm faking it pretty well.
Yeah.
Makeup helps.
Girls fake stuff sometimes.
Yes, we do. We can fake it. So we might be dragging, but you wouldn't know it looking at us. Lipstick helps.
That's not what I was referring to.
Oh, James.
Hey, let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.